This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on April 27th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. We're going to spend it playing Monday Night Trivia. You know, I said weather be damned, but the truth of the matter is with tornadoes and other inclement weather around, should there be any warnings of which you need to be aware, I will be interrupted, and that's the only way to do it, because after all, we have fun playing trivia, but we're licensed to serve the public interest, convenience, and necessity, and alerting you to a tornado certainly fulfills all of those. All right, so that's the deal. Now, we have a question. That's right, time for a new question. I don't think there was a straggler. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I forgot one. I should probably look at this. But I'm going to assume that that there isn't. And, you know, as I say that, I feel kind of hinky about it. There might be. But I'm adding to the question anyway. And we give Laura a big shout out and a thank you for her wonderful 5x5 and a couple other questions as well. And she has no idea how much this means. Yeah, because this is one of those things where, frankly, I started doing show prep about a half hour ago, and I had to come up with 11 records you won't recognize. Well, hopefully you will recognize some of them, and maybe even the theme. But all that said, what has gone up 700% in America since 1980? All right. Yeah, we talk about inflation. Oh, man. But up 700%? What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So last week we met a new caller, and that was Catherine, a first-time caller from Salem, Oregon. And she her phone dropped her a couple times, I do think, and she's checking in again, and I'm so glad. Catherine, thanks for calling back.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what happened, but it was my phone that dropped.
Yeah.
That's but right. I just wanted to say thank you. This is a wonderful show. I don't watch TV. I listen to this from 8 until I go to bed, and I usually miss the last half hour.
Well, I thought about you when I was coming up with a musical theme tonight, so who knows? Maybe you'll know some of them.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just really enjoy, it's not political, it's just fun. And when I lived in Chicagoland, I happened on WGN, and it wasn't political then either. It was just fun.
So. Yeah, it's one of the few stations in America that has kept that promise. The idea is to serve the community, but there's so many places where you can hear the political news that we try to be the one where you can't.
That's wonderful. And I don't have, there's nothing in the Pacific Northwest that I have found, and I've been here for 18 years. So
no, as you know, with Oregon, unfortunately, between Eastern Oregon places like Bend and Western Oregon places like Portland, there's a real divide politically, and it can get downright mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Salem's the capital.
Yes, so. It is. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, you've got your hands full, but we're glad to distract you for a while.
One quick thing
is
that my great-grandfather was on the first wagon train into Yamhill County, Oregon, which is 15 miles northwest of me.
Wow.
My grandfather, and that was in 1843.
Wow.
My grandfather was sheriff of that county, and my mother was born and raised there. Wow. So my roots are deep in the Pacific Northwest.
I'll say, man, oh, man, and if they were alive today, they wouldn't even recognize it.
No. My mother would, when my parents retired, they moved back up here from Whittier, California.
I don't blame them.
And then when my late husband and I retired, we moved back up here. So
it makes sense. It makes sense economically. I mean, with California, who can afford to retire there?
And it's, I know. And I was down here, but yet it's, to me, it's home.
Right.
I learned to drive on the freeway system.
Right.
And I have no problem at my age getting in the car and going, but.
No, but it's.
But anyway, yeah. I enjoy your program.
I'm thrilled to have you, Catherine. It. And I hope you're going to call often.
I'll try.
Okay, thanks.
I'll try.
But,
have fun.
Sleep is sacred, though. If you can sleep, opt for it. Otherwise, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
How nice. Yes. No, I'm an Angeleno as well, and it's, unfortunately, it's not livable anymore. And, I heard recently they were thinking about doing an exit fee for people leaving, but we'll leave that for some other venue. All right, so now, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Clayton in Indianapolis. How's it going, Clayton?
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Yeah. Hi, Raleigh. It's pretty scary down where I'm at. We got two tornado warnings, another severe thunderstorm warning, and we just had a flash flood warning come in. Tornado warnings immediately around my campus, and basically there's one for Southern Marion County. Then there's one for southeastern Marion County, which is just around my campus.
Yeah.
I'm sheltering in my bathroom because I don't have anywhere else to go. I'm in a second floor apartment.
I think you're going to be all right. I will say the big warning right now is the flash flood warning, as you probably know. And that's actually not only in Indiana, but that's several places throughout the Midwest. But, yeah, they're really pushing that that flash flood warning right now. But no doubt there is a risk, and you are absolutely wise to be aware of it. But I don't think the fact that you're not going out, I don't think you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in my apartment, but the problem is if a tornado did come on the campus, I'd be worried about getting stuck in my apartment or the phone going out, because right now I'm talking to you on a corded phone in my bathroom.
Yeah, no, I understand, but just looking at the patterns I'm seeing, I'm less worried about that happening to you. Now, again, if you were driving, I might have a different thing to say. Obviously, you've got the flash flood watch in effect, but you also have the warning, likewise for the severe thunderstorm watch and the severe thunderstorm warning. So that's there, but right now, no tornado warning, so that's good news. But the thunderstorms are, they can do anything. And you're wise to watch it.
Well, the National Weather Service, like I said, here in Indianapolis, just those tornado warnings are still up.
Now, that's interesting.
I'm still hearing sirens going off every so often.
That's interesting because I'm on the NWS page right now. While I wanted to confirm this while I was talking to you, and I don't see tornado right now. That's not to say it isn't there. It's just to say that it isn't on the NWS website at the moment.
Right. So, they typically broadcast them on the radio first.
Well, whoever, does the EAS stuff, of course. But you definitely have severe thunderstorms for several more hours. So I would be certainly watching to see what happens there. So, Bloomington's getting quite a lot right now, too.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to all the IU Notify alerts.
Well, Bloomington does have the tornado warnings at the moment. Indianapolis doesn't, but Bloomington does.
Which is kind of interesting because, like I said, that was probably 15 minutes ago, honestly. So it's probably out of the area by now.
Hopefully.
But,
Well, they've got the tornado warning in effect, they say, until 11:45 EDT. So that's where you're in Bloomington. So that's, you know, that's not Indianapolis. That's close enough, believe me, but it's not there.
Yeah, thank God.
So just
that just.
Just rest easy. Just rest easy and don't go out. You're going to be fine. Let us know what happens. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow night. You can give us a recap.
Yeah, I'm hoping, provided nothing here in the apartment gets damaged.
You will be all right, I promise.
Pretty.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, and I've had tornadoes in Indianapolis when I lived at Summit House, 38th and Meridian. Man, I'm on the 13th floor, I open the door, and basically the apartment's underwater. And of course, like an idiot, I think, wow, the first 12 floors must have drowned. It didn't occur to me that, no, my unit was the low point of that building, and somebody had a cracked window down the hall, and it just all came together under me. And of course, I had several hundred albums on the floor. You know that's the case. Yeah, that's where I got the spores disease from cleaning them. But yeah, so I know about tornadoes in India. I was on the air at WIBC, and we had a new news girl. She was actually not only new to WIBC, but new to the business. And it must have been about 5 in the afternoon. She came in. She said, "Raleigh, what's it mean if the sky looks green?" And I think, oh, I thought to myself, uh-oh. And sure enough, yeah. And of course, being the chief engineer on duty, because I had the license, I'm the one who had to go downstairs, and I realized they hadn't tested these generators in a while. So it was a good few hours before we were fully up to speed. Anyway, I digress. 888-876-5593, but Clayton's going to be fine. We'll get to Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. He wants advertising. Shane is driving. Oh, that'll be an interesting story. Hopefully not in Indiana. Maddie is in Harwood Heights. He's got a guess on a trivia question. I'm going to also see if I can't find out if we have a straggler. Maybe you know, and if so, tell me. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Honey, it's sweeter than ice cream and candy. When I'm any girl, you understand me. You bring me sunshine when the skies are gray. Each time you smile, I hear the music play. Girl, I never know, and I just wanna say, yeah, help yourself.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who's that? That's your first bumper stumper. That was also done by Jay and the Techniques, but obviously if I'm telling you that, I'm not playing the Jay and the Techniques version, that's for sure. But who are these guys? All right, so there's your first bumper stumper. I do realize we did have a straggler from last week. I'm not 100% sure. I think I know what it is, but we're going to put it aside for the moment and stay with the one I threw out right now, and after we wrap that up, I'll go back to it. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Wow, you talk about inflation. Maddie in Harwood Heights wants to take a guess. So, Maddie, what do you think?
My guess is home computer ownership.
Oh, man, I bet you it's a lot more than 700%, but that's an interesting guess.
All right, next time, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I would think that more than 7,000% or more than that. Yeah, but this is 700% since 1980. So we're roughly talking, you know, 45 years. And yeah, because 1980, how many people had a home computer? Yeah, that was before the IBM and the Tandy 1000, the IBM clone. Yeah, that was a nice machine for a lot less money, actually. All right, so I digress. Now, let's see what we've got with Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. What's happening, Billy Bob?
Hey, 91st time caller.
Oh, how about that?
Thanks for getting in my not a second time. You got it in last Tuesday, right before the midnight news came on. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I got three guesses for your question.
Okay.
I'll say homeowners insurance.
No, sure seems like it, though.
Health insurance?
Nope.
How about a college degree, the cost of a college degree?
Oh, man, no, it's probably true, too, but no.
Okay.
Okay, so you want advertising. So
right.
I came up with a great question, but I have to qualify it first. Have you ever lived in the Northeast?
No.
Okay, I can't ask you then. Let me give you something else. If you had, I'd give you one that was a slam dunk, but since you didn't, you won't. But
I never get them anyway, but we'll try.
Oh, you'd have gotten this. Anybody living in the Northeast would have gotten it. But that's all right. Here we go. America's largest discount broker. Now, this question's probably from 1986, I'm guessing. So let me put that in perspective. America's largest discount broker.
I'm struck out again. I'll say Walmart.
Charles Schwab, discount broker.
Okay. Hey, could I get two requests in for two?
And what is it that Billy Bob wants to hear this week?
I want two by Louis Prima. 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days.
Okay.
And then one with Keeley Smith gets a chance to sing. There she sings in Pennies from Heaven.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You betcha. Okay, thanks. Let me write that down. Pennies from Heaven, so I get that. Okay, we can do that. But yeah, Charles Schwab, that mid-80s, yeah, that was a big ad. All right, so we are going to do, let's see, Shane, who's driving, taking me along for the ride. Where are we riding tonight, Shane?
I'm going up to Milwaukee tonight with my first load to get my second load up there.
Okay, so that should be, well, a lot better than Indianapolis, but how is it right now?
It's dry right now, but they do have that tendency to send me down to Greenwood, Indiana, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, let's hope not. Okay, so let's see what we can
do. I also, real quick, I just wanted to send out some prayers to the Chicago Police Department tonight.
Yes.
I know that they lost an officer over the weekend, and there was another one in critical condition.
Yeah, that is tough, and I agree with you. Our prayers are with their families, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so tough. All right. War meant a lot of rotations of personnel. I should mention that Shane asked for a MASH multiple choice. So, when Frank leaves, was it Colonel Flagg, Major Winchester, or Dr. Friedman who replaces him?
That was Winchester, Emerson Winchester III.
Yes, Major Charles Emerson Winchester III. We have a winner.
All right.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. Yes, he was a blue blood, don't you know, and that was the deal. And he was the best foil for Hawkeye and BJ, to say the least. All right, so whatever happened to him? Probably no longer with us, but I think I'll be looking it up. And after the news, I'll be talking to James on the South Side, who wants World War II, as always, and we will do it. Plenty of room for you tonight. So, yes, what has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Another bumper stumper coming up as well, and hopefully you'll recognize it. Better than that, hopefully you'll call on WGN Radio.
I do love you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, there's your second bumper stumper. Who is she? All right. And, yeah, well, two of them I can ask you why I'm playing them, what the commonality is, but I don't expect an answer on that. Hopefully maybe a winner on one of the artists, though. We'll see. All right, so I have a question out there. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Talk about inflation. I'll tell you what. And if you don't know my questions and you don't recognize my bumpers, then let us have you have your own question regardless of what it might be. And this is fine because James on the South Side is calling. And James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Thanks for the info on Nedra Tally Ross. And yes, I was aware. You sent me a New York Times link, so of course I couldn't see it since I don't subscribe. But I did know she passed, and I kind of forgot about that. So I'm glad you reminded me. We'll play some Ronettes tomorrow and maybe talk about her.
Okay. I was going to take a few shots at that question.
All right. Good deal. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say, I know, petroleum's gone up. I don't think it's gone up that much, but I was putting in the ballpark.
Next?
No. Okay, I am going to say, food, although you probably want more specific.
Well, now, first, I think I need to give you some clarification here. I believe you're putting it all in terms of dollars and cents. That might not be the increase.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, like, grains? Grain products?
Nope.
Okay. Cattle?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to say, dairy?
Nope. Okay, get your phone away from the mouthpiece. Hand, there, that's better. Your hand away from it. Yes, okay.
Okay, I'm going to say, I was going to go for citrus products.
Nope.
Okay, let's see. I was going to say, maybe, berries?
Nope.
Okay, let's go to the question then. I'll have to give this a little, because I have a feeling that I'm I might be thinking the answer and I just not. Like, it's just on the right there, just beyond what I'm thinking about.
I think you need to rethink the question. That's just my tip.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, World War II, and you know all. So, which battle was the largest tank engagement?
Kursk.
Absolutely right. We have ourselves a winner. All right, hang on, don't go away. Yep, that's it. I was going to ask him something really obscure, but he tried so hard at the other question, we couldn't do that. So that's the deal there. Now, John is in Covington. Let me put him on hold first, because he's absolutely right, so John will confirm the address. John is in Covington. John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. First of all, before we do the trivia, I have one request, please. Yeah. And the request is One Mint Julep by the Clovers.
Okay.
In honor of the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. One Mint Julep was the cause of it all. Okay. The Clovers. You betcha. All right. So now the Kentucky Derby. All right. So let's get our Kentucky Derby questions here. Because, yes, I actually had some. Now where'd they go? Oh, they were such nice questions. They can't have gone away. Oh, watch
well, out. We can play reverse trivia, and I can give you
a
question.
No. We're gonna do this. I'm just gonna look at the history and find it here because yes, I'll get it here. All right, here we are. Ah, well, since you know all when it comes to the Kentucky Derby.
No, I didn't say that.
But I am.
What
letter has the most Kentucky Derby winners' names started with?
A.
Nope. S, 19 times.
Ooh.
The last one was Super Saver in 2010.
All right. Just for the heck of it, let me give you one. Just for your listeners. Okay. Out of all the Triple Crown races, and that's a whole bunch of them, only one horse has come in second all three times in the Kentucky Derby races. One horse came in second all three times. And don't look it up.
No,
boy,
I won't.
Boy, it felt good to say that. Don't look it up.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm just joking.
That's fine, but I can see, by the way, that why you're going with A, where you thought it was the most common name, all right?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not good at this. I don't think it was affirmed.
No. Affirmed was the winner of the race,
yeah.
The Triple Crown
okay,
that year.
So
what horse runs second to Affirmed? That's the answer. It's Aladar.
Yeah, I couldn't even pronounce that. And so that was interesting to be good enough to win the Triple Crown any other time, but I guess whenever Affirmed was racing, not that time.
Affirmed won the Derby by a length and a half, and then if you took the other two races and combined the winning distances, it wouldn't even come up to a half a length. So
wow.
All three races were less than two lengths.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Best Derby I ever seen.
So this coming Saturday is the race at Churchill Downs, and then I think that's right after Kentucky Oaks. But are you going to go?
Oh, no. My days of going are long gone. That was 77, Seattle Slough. 78, Affirmed. 79, the spectacular bid.
So Renegade is the favorite, I guess, this year.
Yes, that's right.
So do you think Renegade's going to do it, or is it going to be like Commandment or Further Ado?
I'm going to go with, and I told you last year, I just make show bets because not always does the best horse win because there's...
Right.
Anything can happen at the gate. Anyway, I'm going to go with the horse called So Happy. He won the Santa Anita Derby. He closes well. He closes very well, and he's 15-1.
Wow, 15-1. Wow.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I saw one when I was looking at it before that was like a 10-1. I think it was the Puma. So I didn't know there was a 15-1. Oh, man. So,
oh, there's a couple 20-1s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right. I won't keep you.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thanks. Well, hey, looking
Thank
for
you.
Your address. You knew the answer. Don't go away. All right. So absolutely right. Now, let's confirm that here as we put John on hold. And, we're going to do FM radio trivia with Tim in Louisiana. We're going to do Myers-Briggs with Naoto in Japan. Yeah. And James on the South Side's calling back with more guesses on our question. You remember our question? What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Another bumper stumper coming up, too, on WGN Radio.
Winding roads seem to mark the time. The love I had, mine, now gone. Will you return? I know you will. Until then, since you've been gone, my dear,
something's missing, baby. Something's missing. Something's missing, baby. Something's missing.
listen. Well, something's missing from my life. There had been times when we were real close lovers. Sometimes as close, Lord knows, as sisters and brothers. But now you've left me, and oh, it hurts me so. I feel misused, abused, confused, and no place to go. Since you've been gone, everything's turned out wrong. So I just wanna be the first to say, I really feel it now, babe.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. So who are they? And oh yeah, they had a big hit, this wasn't it. They were originally from Kansas City and got together there and then moved to L.A. And yeah, 70s soul, who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, Naoto in Japan. We ran out of time last week, so I put him up front. So Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. I hope I can have some kind of, you know, knowledge on tonight's personality or, you know, fictional entity.
Okay. All right. So we're doing we're doing Myers-Briggs, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, in a national sample, this one type ranked highest in, quote, belief in a higher spiritual power. Now, that wasn't unusual because they're overrepresented in religious fields. In fact, people like Martin Luther King and Maya Angelou both are this type. What type is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, my first guess is INFJ.
Oh, man, I'm going to give it to you because you're almost right. It's ENFJ.
Ah, but it makes sense. Yeah, Martin Luther. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were
not the interval.
You were darn, yeah, you were darn close. Yeah, it got a kind of an E there with people like Martin Luther King. You know that. All right. Well, we're giving it to you anyway, Naoto. It's been a while. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. Yep. And so, absolutely, ENFJ, belief in a higher spiritual power, and also known for their empathy and their inherent grasp of abstract concepts and spirituality. All right, so that's the deal. 16 Myers-Briggs types. You can read about it for yourself. You can decide if it's accurate or not, but it is a yardstick that employers use to this day. All right, so now, with that in mind, let us move over here to Tim in Louisiana. So, Tim, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you doing, Tim?
Oh, I am doing fine, Riley. How about yourself?
All right. Glad to hear from you. Okay.
Yes.
Well, as you know, the FCC regulations required separate programming, AM and FM. So in 1968, in response to that, ABC decided they'd put an automated progressive rock format on their 7 owned and operated FM stations. What was the format called?
It was called the Love format.
Absolutely right. Yes, yes. And do you remember which jock was basically the real mainstay of that?
Let's see. I saw that video the other day on the...
There was a video.
B-Feaster. Yeah. Oh, gosh, man. And I just saw it the other day, and I can't... And the dude, he's been around for forever and a day.
Might not even be the same person, but Brother John Rydgren.
Brother John, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah. you know it, and that's good enough. So hang on, don't go away. All right,
thank you, man.
Absolutely. So let's put Tim on hold. And that question would have done well for Andy, too, but we'll give him another one coming up. James on the South Side wants to take more of a guess on our increase of 700% since 1980. What do you think, James? James. Oh, wait, I see. This is my fault, James. You're probably talking, and no one's hearing from you because I need to do this first. Now we can hear you.
Okay, gold?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say airline travel?
Nope.
The stock market?
Nope.
Is the hotel accommodations?
Nope.
Okay, let's see. I would say cab fare, but I don't. But at least here in Chicago, it's been only the first increase in more than 10 years.
Yep. Well,
so that doesn't count.
Nope.
Let's see. I'm gonna say. Let's see. I'm gonna say. Okay. Cars?
No.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to say luxury goods?
Nope.
I'm going to have to give it, because I'm a little under the weather tonight.
Yeah, I can hear that. What's going on?
Kind of got a slight cold on the change of weather. I had the right thing on, but I should have put on a coat in addition.
Ah.
Yeah. So I'm going to just take a nice shower, then just go to bed.
Okay. I hope you will feel better.
Okay, I did send you some interesting stuff. Maybe you can discuss for maybe if I call back, maybe tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, thanks.
And,
appreciate
it. Care for the policemen and their family.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Thank you. All right, so we talked to Andy, and Andy is in Los Angeles, but hailing from New York and loves his New York radio 60s, in particular, trivia. So we're going to do that, Andy. As you know, okay. WNEW-FM, before they went progressive in 67, making the second full-time commercial progressive station in New York City, before that, they had primarily been a jazz and classical station, but for 6 months, they tried the all-girl experiment, and as you know, Allison Steele was the only one to come out from that. Now, there were 7 or 8 other women who were part of that all-girl format. Name one of them.
That's a good one. Allison Steele, I could have given you.
I know everybody could. So she was the night bird. So.
You know. Can I take the Brother John question?
There is no Brother John question. That was love. Yeah.
No, I know. I don't think I could do that one. I never...
Well, try to think about it. One of them actually was a little older, and she was on a game show.
Zinx Falkenberg? No. No, it wasn't Zinx Falkenberg.
And they had over 800 applicants. 99% of them had no radio experience. And, you know, after the 6 months with the girls, they said, let's just compete with WORFM.
Yeah.
Now, one of them, by the way, later went on to WCBS-AM.
WCBS-AM?
One of them did, but, you know, that's a little out there. But the one who was nationally known for game shows, say the least, she was kind of sassy, too. You give up?
No, give me one more second.
Okay.
Sassy game show, sassy.
Yes, and I should know which.
No,
it
the
was,
only game
it was
show
a
people like to think of a
Sunday night what? Game show, as I recall.
Well, that would be What's My Line, but
well, it'd be, or it, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, the others, but that's the one I think.
Okay, or it could be I've Got a Secret. One of those two. She was on one of those two.
I know it when you're telling me. No, I don't have it.
Well, I was thinking of Peggy Cass.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I know she's a DJ, but I know who she is.
Yeah, Peggy Cass was either on I've Got a Secret or What's My Line, but the others, Rita Sands is the gal who later went to WCBS doing All News, and then they had Nell Bassett, And she was around. She was African American, actually, and quite good. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she didn't do mm-hmm. more radio, but maybe she didn't. I don't know it. Arlene Kieda was one of them, and mm-hmm. she was an actress, and she applied for it, and they gave it to her. Ann Clements was on that staff, and she yeah. was more of a behind the scenes person, I think. And there mm-hmm. were a couple more, but that was the deal. I was just asking you to name me one of them, and you yeah. know you're not alone, because I think virtually everybody immediately goes to Alison Steele, but they forget Ann Clements, or Margaret Draper was one of them.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah. All right.
Well, you got me.
Yeah.
Study some more. But what was Ted Steele involved with WNEW at any time?
AM.
He was involved with, I know he was with Winds for a while.
I actually don't know. Of course, he was a band leader. He was known for that.
Yeah. But he was on Winds, and then he changed it to, for a couple of days or something, to Standards. Did you remember that? You
yes.
know
that? Yes.
I remember Murray the K was playing Standards, and he was trying to say, make people listen, get them all excited. It lasted a couple of days, I think.
Yeah. Well,
my favorite
thing, I probably mentioned it before, of WINS, of course, was the line that Johnny Holiday, the last jock on the Top 40 uh-huh. format, saying, "We'll be back right after the news." And so
yeah, right, I heard that. People yeah. were calling in to complain, also. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
The music, and that's what they
oh,
say.
Of course.
Yeah. That's funny.
Of course.
Yeah.
You knew that wow. was that was going to happen. But Ted yeah. Steele, he was on Dumont for a while, you know, his and on TV.
Yeah, he had a dance show somewhere.
Yeah, right. PIX TV for a while.
I think it was on 9, Channel 9.
Right, ORTV after PIX. Yes, that was after
yeah,
that. That
yeah.
was like 54.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as that goes. So, yeah, those were the three. But he was on WMCA,
okay.
but that was the 40s. And then he was on
yeah.
FIL for a while in Philadelphia, again, way before rock and roll. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, it's unusual that I got you, but I said it would be harder this week.
All right, well. Well, that was a good question.
Okay,
I'll have to go study.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right. So there you are. Who would remember any of the others? Everybody remembers Alison Steele, and rightfully so. Oh, we're going to do lyrics. I think we're in the news, actually. I just realized that. So I blew the news, so Adam did the right thing and just went to the news, and we'll talk after the news on WGN.
That I couldn't make it without your help. But I've got to prove that I made it all by myself. 'Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. 'Cause I was made this way. Listen to me. I work so hard trying to please you.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James.
Like
all right, so who is that? James and Bobby
baby.
Purify also did it, but that's not the version I'm looking at. Who is this guy? And everything we're playing, all these artists did have a big hit. Oh, this wasn't it, of course, and that's not the only thing they had in common. That's not it either, but if you know, let me know, 888-876-5593. I have a question. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? And I want an answer. And boy, we thank Laura for this and some 5x5 and all sorts of good stuff. Couldn't have done it without her. Well, probably could have, but it would have been harder. All right, so let's see what we're going to do here. Because if you don't know my question, you don't know my bumper. So the next best thing is have your own category. Everybody knows something about something. Well, Cindy in Chicago wants her Miss Fisher once again. So I'm ready for you, Cindy. You ready?
Yeah, and then my guess for the price 700 or whatever.
By the way, I didn't say it was a price. That's what I'm saying.
No, I did.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even say it have anything to do with money.
My guess is prescription drugs.
Nope. No, I mind you haven't heard me say it had anything to do with money or value or anything like that.
What's the question again?
Yes. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980?
Well, you said percent.
Yes, right, but it doesn't mean that it relates to a dollar figure. 700% increase of what?
Okay, I'm not being political.
Which, of course, means you are. So what are you saying?
Well, like the non-white population?
No.
All right. Well, that's my final guess. I'm afraid to even say that, but all right.
All right, Miss Fisher has something specific in common with Sherlock Holmes. What is it?
She's a detective.
No, something very specific.
Sherlock, she's related to the king?
Nope. Something very specific, and it has to do with their domiciles.
I don't know what that means.
With their houses.
They both were from Australia?
Nope.
They have a butler?
Nope.
Oh, this is weird. Fence? Well, she has a fence around it.
Nope. Has to do with numbers.
Oh, the address?
Well, why don't you tell me what they have in common?
I don't know what her address is.
Well, they both lived at 221B, the same street number, Sherlock Holmes and Miss Fisher. And that was a nod to Sherlock Holmes by the writer. She lived at 221B.
Okay, I would never have. I mean, that's a real hard question.
Undoubtedly.
And I never watched Sherlock Holmes that much. That's a little before my time. I mean, I've seen it, but. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come up with something next time.
All right.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, it was kind of a nod to Sherlock Holmes that they had her living at the same street address. So, 888-876-5593. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you feeling?
Oh, man, hanging in here.
Yay.
Itching all over still, but...
Oh, don't you hate that?
Oh, God, and it's like little, you know, it's all over my hands, and it's little, and I told them when I went back in, but I won't go into all that tonight. I'll call back with that stuff, but...
But I know
trivia tonight, and I don't want to get into a big long thing.
I don't blame you, but I will say I know exactly how you feel. All right, so and by the way, as I said that, I started to scratch. All right, so here's your.
No.
You want a night? Yeah, there's reasons I'm not on television. You want a 1964 lyric of a hit song,
yes. And
this is certainly that. Here we go. You'll get it immediately. We walk together hand in hand, cross miles and miles of golden sand.
Yesterday's gone.
Absolutely, but now it's over and done because that was yesterday, and yesterday's
gone.
Yesterday's
gone.
Absolutely right.
I like that song.
So do I, actually. So,
right.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Yesterday's gone. All right, Chad and Jeremy. In fact, it was enough to get Columbia to sign Chad and Jeremy, and I don't think they ever had as good a song as Yesterday's Gone. But
no, I like some of their songs. I can't think of them right now, though, but I did have an album of theirs, I think, at one time.
Well, the Columbia debut single was Before and After.
Okay, that one I don't.
You know that song.
No.
No, you know that. Oh, you do know this song. Yeah, this is when they ousted Mitch Miller and they released Jen Jeremy and Billy Joe Royal and Porter and the Raiders and a couple others. But anyway, you know this song because they hyped it and it became a hit. So I'll play some of it because you know it. Yeah, might be one that you don't think about too often. Yeah, summer of 65. Here was before and after.
He wears a smile. I wear a frown.
Oh, I haven't thought of that song. Yeah, I do know it.
I knew you would.
I haven't thought of that in ages and ages. Wow, you never hear that on any place.
No, I know how much money they spent on that. So if you said you didn't know it, I would have been absolutely thunderstruck. So yeah. Most people think of a summer song or Willow's Weep for Me or, you know, Yesterday's Gone.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, but before and after, yeah, July of 65. Yeah, all right, so, you knew Yesterday's Gone. That's all you need to win her. So hang on, don't go away. All right, so let's see if we can put Fran on hold.
Oh, shoot.
What?
I forgot to mention today is Gary's birthday.
No, my God, thank God I didn't let you go. Happy birthday, Gary. All right, another year young. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. So, okay, a big happy birthday to Gary. Yay. All right, so now I believe that I, in the process, cut Fran off and didn't mean to do that. But, yes, happy birthday to Gary. Thanks for telling us. All right, so let's see if we can put Fran on hold without losing her entirely. All right, we're going to do some Golden Girls trivia, don't you know? And Eric in Minneapolis has some guesses, and then he wants Brady Bunch. All right, so Eric, good. I want to hear these guesses.
Is this me, Raleigh?
It is you.
All right. It's always a kicky blast to be on the show, and I love Trivia Night. Haven't been on for a while, but I had a few guesses. And also, one observation beforehand. I saw one of those cars that drive and deliver mail in the rural areas of the country where the steering wheel is on the right side of the vehicle. Have you ever seen one of those?
I see them every day. That's Globe, Arizona. You know why they do that. It's so the driver can drive along and get the mail without getting out of a seat.
Right, right. But where do they, I mean, is that a specially designed vehicle that they get?
Who built that? That's an interesting question. I don't know the manufacturer. I don't even know if it ever said. So let's see if we can find out the right steering wheel.
I mean, I just happened to see one driving along on my trip and looking off the side of the interstate, and I saw it, and I was like, I haven't seen one of those in a long time, and I didn't even know if they were still around.
Okay. Well, there's one they're showing me that's not the same one. But yes, it's not uncommon at all that they have right-mounted steering wheels, and I don't know who makes them. I'll look it up and find out.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Like, that's wild. It's a near area there. They have somebody that drives one of those vehicles.
Well, absolutely, and it became very controversial because it used to be people got mail delivered at their houses, and then about 10 years ago, they did some terrible things to us. They changed our street numbering system entirely. We loved that, and they said that was to align with 911 or some such nonsense, and they gave us directions on our streets. Like before, if you were just McKinney Street, now you're South McKinney Avenue, and you got other numbers and things like that. But they took the mailboxes away from your house and put them all on the same side of the street. And yes, kind of not pods, although that, you know, that probably will come in some neighborhoods, but one by one, you know, they all have to be lined up on the other side of the street so they can do that.
Well, the phrase "can't leave well enough alone" comes to mind.
No, oh yeah, no, absolutely. It's next generation delivery vehicle. They came by Oshkosh Defense, but I do not think that's it. I think that is the new one. But I know what you're talking about. You're talking about those old ones, and I don't know if it was pedal pro. Well, we'll have to find out who did it. So
yeah, I mean, they look like regular vehicles, but they're just like the steering wheels, like you said, it's on the right-hand side and everything, and I get it. So they, you know, it makes it easier for them so they don't have to get outside and everything. But I always thought, like, where the heck do they, who put, you know, how do they put that together? Like, who?
Well, you know, of course, a lot of car manufacturers that are selling things in other countries make that. So that's not unusual. And I know Jeep has one as well, but I don't believe that these are Jeeps.
Okay. Well, see, let me give a few shots at your trivia question with this 700% increase, and then I'll take it a Brady Bunch, if you will.
They claim, by the way, they claim it's Grumman. As far, maybe it is. If it is Grumman, that's Northrop now, but that would be a Grumman LLV. And yeah, the thing I'm looking at does kind of look like the truck. Yeah, so there you go, Grumman.
And, is that the one that makes the big 18-wheeler rigs and stuff?
No, no. And some of the bigger, not 18-wheelers, but some of the bigger local trucks are not that either. They're Oshkosh Defense. But the ones you're talking about is Grumman.
Okay.
So there you have it, a light transport truck designed as a mail truck for the Postal Service.
Talk about a niche market, you know.
Grumman LLV. Yeah, and then in 2021, they gave the contract, like I say, to Oshkosh Defense. But the ones you're seeing are not the Oshkosh Defense vehicles. You'd know the difference if you saw it. But the common ones you see all the time, that's Grumman.
I wonder, like, price-wise, how do they compare, you know, are they super expensive to have? Is that driver that... Is that paid for by the U.S. Postal Service, those vehicles? Do they buy them?
By the way, the Grumman, the thing you're asking about, the LLV, was originally $11,651 per vehicle. And you can still get them close to that price on government deals if you wanted one. And so that was part of an $11 billion contract. And it came out to, that was, by the way, for 99,150 vehicles. And it came out to $11,651 per vehicle. And so that was the deal. Now, but the Oshkosh Defense vehicles undoubtedly are more expensive. I saw those, and they look pretty big. Let's see.
Yeah, that's super interesting in that regard, because I would see them, but I always thought, like, where the heck did they come from? Where do you get a vehicle like that? If it's so specialized, is it super expensive?
Okay. The government, the Postal Service, but it's a dotted line. The Postal Service theoretically is independent from the government itself, but again, it's a very dotted line. Now, wait till you hear this Oshkosh Defense deal. If it's an electric vehicle, they pay $77,692, and if it's a regular internal combustion engine, they pay $54,584. And if it's electric, it's got a 94-kilowatt battery, and that is the deal. So, yeah, we're talking before about $11,500 versus $77,690 for the electric and $54,580 for the combustion engine.
Pretty good.
It was a $2.98 billion contract for 50,000 vehicles and awarded in 2022. And that contract says the average cost, if you amortize it over everything, is $59,600 per vehicle.
And the people that do that delivery in those vehicles, are they Postal Service employees?
Yes, absolutely. They are Postal Service employees.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll give you a few shots on your trivia here.
Okay.
I was going to say, 700% increase. I was going to say the amount of people that take vacations or, you know, mini vacations, time off.
Next.
Pet ownership.
Nope.
Okay, I thought maybe that would... I didn't. Okay, so how about... cancellation of landline telephones.
No, although, you know, the federal government has done that now. They have overridden the states and say that the companies can cancel landlines everywhere, no matter what the state says.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
And
that happens.
I mean, that's got to be a pretty high increase. I don't know. Obviously, it's not 700%, but it's got to be high, I would think.
Well, no, actually, it saves them money to cancel this. Saves them a lot
of money. One thing like private homeowners, you know, canceling their landlines.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, they should. Who knows what that number is, but I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then my last shot here is just based on my travels and looking around, I don't know if it's that much of an increase, but it's certainly an upgrade, and that's university dorm construction, oh. Dorm buildings, apartment buildings.
Nice. Not right, but a lovely guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm tapped out then on that one. So
going to do the Brady Bunch, are we?
Yeah, sure am.
Okay, who did Marsha think was groovier than Captain Kangaroo? Joe Namath, Desi Arnaz Jr., Davy Jones, or Barry Williams?
That was Desi Arnaz.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right.
That was the one she lost her diary. It was all about losing a diary was the main theme of that episode.
Excellent. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away, Eric, and thanks for calling. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
We put Eric on hold, and we do this right now, and then we come back to it after the news with you on WGN Radio.
Haven't I proven in many ways that with you is where I want to be? Haven't I shown you every day just how much you mean to me? But you keep on leading me astray. Just what you wanted. Haven't I been there whenever you called? Haven't I tried to please you, baby? Haven't I given you my all in all? I ask myself every day,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That should be a gimme as far as I'm concerned. But that's your last bumper stumper for, not your last for tonight, but the latest, we'll say that, bumper stumper. So who is he? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, now Mike in Elmwood Park has more on those mail trucks. So what do you know?
Yeah, I think AM General, I think they make some commercial vehicles too.
Well, apparently not. They may, but apparently not for the postal system.
I just
looked up the contracts. That's where I got the names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I know that they. I know AM General was part of GM at one point. But I've seen them. They're all over the place. Matter of fact, when I worked in one of the Chicago suburbs, they had, you know, the mailman.
Yeah.
He actually thought he put it in neutral or park or whatever.
Oh, no.
And he got out and the thing started moving. Boy, I never seen a mailman move so quick in my life.
I'll bet. Yeah.
But, well, it's good to know.
Yeah.
You got a real good show tonight.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear from you. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I will talk to you then. Take care.
Okay, bye. Yeah, what was wrong with the Grumman? You know, that deal that they made in 1986 for a little over $11,000 a vehicle. Look fine to me. Yeah, $55,000 or a lot more if it's electric. Man, oh man, no wonder postage is going up and they say it's got to go up more. All right, well, what can I tell you? We've got Mitch in Baghdad. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you, Mitch?
I'm okay, I guess. I had a hypertension, or is it hyper? Yeah, tension emergency earlier today.
How high was your blood pressure?
I think it was 191 over 150.
Oh, man, that 150 is the real scary part on that.
Yeah, I was at the VA, and she says, I'm not supposed to let you leave. She had to go get a catalog, and she said, I'm not really supposed to let you leave. But if I would have been at the big one that has the emergency room, they would probably put me in a room.
Right.
But they don't have an emergency room. The Stony Brook is they have like a little, it's a little VA. So anyway, my primary care ordered me blood pressure medicine, and I went to the big VA and got, you know, went and picked it up, and I took one. So it's the beginning of me, you know, getting healthy, I guess.
What'd they give you?
Oh, what did they give me? Let me see. It is called Lisinopril.
Lisinopril. Okay, yeah, that's pretty common. It's generic. Yeah, well, let's see. You've got a blood pressure meter, don't you? You got a monitor, don't you?
Yeah, they gave me a cuff. I had a cuff, and okay. She gave me a new one.
All right.
And I'm figuring out how to use it because it was in the 200s the first time, and I think it's because the cuff was on wrong.
Well, that's very possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all kinds of directions on how to
cuff is tight. Feel for the sensor. When you know where the sensor is, just make sure the sensor is sitting about 2 inches above the middle of your elbow. You know, inside.
Oh, okay.
And if you do that, then as long as you wrap the cuff reasonably tight but not too tight, you should be fine. But best thing to do is find that sensor and make sure that sensor is aligned.
The second time I tried it, because I knew that had to be wrong. And the second time I tried it, I got 105 over 55 with pulse 92.
Well, yeah, but the sensor was not in the right place. At all. That's not. I'd worry about that just as much. By the way, you know, today I know that I know. God knows I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on the radio. But I know today they look probably more at the systolic, and I never have. That's the top number. I always look at the diastolic, the bottom number. If I'm gonna start to freak. And when you said you've got like 190 over 150, that 150, I'm like, whoa, boy.
I'm just guessing. I heard the 191, but I don't remember the second number. But anyway, she was just kind of like had a look on her face, and she goes, I got to go get a catalog, which I guess told her what to do.
Right. Okay.
And then she came back and she said, I'm not really supposed to let you leave.
Right.
Cause it was like an emergency, but, I don't know. I guess I've been going really long without being on medication, and I come to find out my brothers and sisters are all on it. And
well,
so
there's,
maybe it's a family thing.
There's multiple ways to attack high blood pressure, and that's why I asked you what drug you were using. Lisinopril is probably the most common. It's actually generic for a drug called Zestril. And the deal is that's an ACE inhibitor, and that's fairly common. Now, I will say the one symptom to look for, if you start to get a dry cough, that for just no reason at all, you're getting a lot of dry coughing, you probably want to, dizziness as well, but usually that dry cough is the biggest symptom, then you probably want to go from an ACE inhibitor to an ARB, you know, like Losartan or something like that. And there's others as well. There's calcium channel blockers. There's several things from which to choose, and everybody's body reacts differently. So you really want to work with a doctor who will take a good look at this to find out what will work best for you.
Yeah, they put me on it like years ago, and I didn't take it because it made me so tired. that I thought, if I take this, I'm just going to stay home and lay in bed.
Well, there's a number of people who become non-compliant because of the side effects, but that's why I say you got a lot of choices. You know, the old-fashioned ones that they always used to use are diuretics. I still like them, but I understand why doctors don't, because it can really mess with your electrolytes, and if it messes with your potassium, you got a problem. But
Anson said I'm dehydrated.
Right. See, I just prefer the hydrochlorothiazide, but they, you know, those are what they used to call water pills. But then you have the ACE inhibitors, which are like your Zestrals. You got the ARBs, calcium channel and beta blocker are another two different categories. And as I say, it's one type is not necessarily right for everyone. Everybody's system is different.
Yeah, that's what they said. They'll just keep adjusting it.
Well, right.
They said if it won't work, try something else.
Well, that's right. And for instance, some people will not do well on a calcium channel blocker like an amlodipine because they'll have a lot of symptoms where they're just not uncomfortable, where they're not comfortable. Just don't stop things cold turkey because you don't like the effects. Work with a doctor.
This
is important. This is really important because,
this is a wake-up call. I was at a dentist's office, and I don't remember that the dentist, you know, would normally take your blood pressure, but she did. And then she said, you know what? She said, you need to be on medication immediately. And she said her father died of a heart attack because he didn't take his medication. And she said, if you keep up what you're doing, you're going to die of a heart attack.
Well, actually, it may be worse. You may wind up with a stroke. That's actually more likely. But yeah, there's a lot of issues. But the important thing is to find somebody, some professional that you're working with that you like, that will be able to guide you on the different categories to find the one that will give you the least side effects for your body.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, too many people stop cold turkey. And man, I'll tell you, that can be a real problem.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. You're lucky you're here to talk about it. It depends what it is, you know, because you got all sorts of things happening, you know, like vasodilators, for instance. There's all sorts of things. So, but work with somebody who knows what they're doing. Try to make it the same person so that whoever you're working with is going to be knowing, you know, the history of what you're doing.
My primary care doctor at the VA.
Right. Good. Perfect. So that's who you see. And, you know, you might keep a diary of your symptoms so that when you go back, you can say, you know, I'm feeling this, this, and this, and they can have a better handle on what that will mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't fool around with
this. This part here, and I'm doing all the wrong stuff, but I did the right thing accidentally. I was 190 something, and, I was eating Wendy's every day. I wasn't having like breakfast or lunch. I would just have Wendy's for dinner at about 4 o'clock, like a Dave's double, fries, and a big Coke. And I was doing that for like maybe a month or so. And I would weigh 190 pounds. Well, I just stopped eating it because it was too expensive.
Okay.
And then, I weighed myself, and I just out of the blue, and I lost 20 pounds. I went from 190 to 175.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, the more, because I stopped eating Wendy's.
Right. The more you, and again, everybody's body is different. But when you find something that's triggering you and you're starting to put on the pounds, sometimes it's also the time of day you eat it, too. You don't want to eat within 4 hours of bedtime, for instance, things like that.
No, I would eat it at about around 4:30 or 5 o'clock. But I'm the kind of person, I have the acid reflux, so if I eat after midnight, it comes back.
Well, sure it does. Sure, because you're lying down, horrible. Of course. No, I believe me, I understand that, and that's not anything to mess with either. But the big thing is you do want to take your blood pressure every day, and I would keep a diary. I would write what I eat.
Well, I have a chart. They gave me a chart, and it's, you put the date and you put the time you took it and the blood pressure and the pulse, and I'm going to do it 3 times a day.
That's all right, but you may keep a separate diary to also put down what you eat to see if you've got any triggers.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You may not, you know. Just like I also like to put down when you sleep. You know, I'm very methodical about this. I want to know all this, so it gives more of a picture of my metabolism.
Yeah, I'm kind of an insomniac where I stay up all night and then I catch up the next day or whatever.
That's fine, but note that so that you know what's going on with your body. And if you've got a decent scale, when you get up each day, whether it's in the afternoon.
I have the doctor's scale. We got that at a peddler's mall. It's when you stand there and then you move the weight back. You start at 150.
Yeah, right.
And then you go back and forwards.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I was shocked that I had to go backwards.
Well, good. Well, keep weighing each day, and you'll start to get a picture of what your triggers are.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And I'm smoking, so that's not good.
Well, you know that answer. I don't have to say anything. You absolutely know that answer.
I've quit smoking my whole life.
Yeah. You're not alone. But
something will trigger. I'll get upset. And I'll have a drink or something, and I'll bum a cigarette off of somebody, and then I have another one, and then I have another one, and now I'm buying packs of cigarettes.
Right. Yeah, it's stress related. Find something else.
It is.
Find something else as a stress reliever.
Well, I go to the gym 4 days a week.
Good.
So.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
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 Well, good luck.
Like I said, I'm 66, Raleigh. I'll be 67 in June.
Yeah.
And then 3 years after that, I'll be 70. And I can't comprehend it. It sounds crazy.
I know. And time keeps moving faster and faster.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
It keeps going no matter what. But
yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, now it seems like after 50, the years are flying. Like, I don't remember turning 66, and now I'm turning 67.
That's what I mean. It's like that.
Where did it go?
Well, we all laugh about that. The third grade took 9 years. Why did this wind up taking 9 minutes? I know.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, and it's Derby.
Derby,
you know,
week.
Derby time.
Absolutely. Saturday. Big day. The second. Mm-hmm.
I did get to see the parade. I missed the boat races. I missed the balloon races. And I think I ran out of stuff. Now the only thing I think left is the actual horse race, which is this week.
It's Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've never been to one. And I've lived here all my life. But the cheapest ticket is $400.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. And all the parties, you know, it's sort of like, just like Mardi Gras is the social event of the season, where depending on what crew you're in and what parties you get invited to. Yeah. The Derby's a lot like that too. The after parties, what you're invited to and all that. Yeah.
You know, the Double Mint Gum Twins are famous for having the celebrities come to their house.
I'm not surprised.
Remember the Double Gum commercials where they took names? Well, these two ladies were in those commercials. That's what they're famous for. But now they host the Derby parties where the celebrities go.
Yeah, Linda and Lisa. Yep.
But I've never heard of these celebrities nowadays. I guess that's showing my age. But the last celebrity that was here that I remember was Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, you know, her daughter goes every year with her father. And they will be there this year. She's about 17 or 18 now.
She has a daughter. Yeah, her son OD'd on drugs, and then she died within maybe 2 weeks later.
It was so sad. It really was. But
it really was. It just, you know, it was sort of like the reverse of Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Her daughter died after she did. But this time the child died first, and then the parent followed afterwards.
Right. Well, no, Danny Lynn Burkett is the child's name, and she was actually, I just looked her up, she'll be 20 this year. She was born in 2006, and so they go to the Kentucky Derby every year, and Larry Burkett really is Father of the Year. He's done a tremendous job with her.
Oh, yeah, that's the... That was the Okay, wasn't she married to the big
the older billionaire? Yes, she was. But apparently, it turned out Larry Birkhead was the father of that child. Because remember, the lawyer Stern said he was the father, and they had that all out, and it came out that Larry Birkhead was the father. And he really rose to the occasion. He's done a marvelous job with her. And yeah, and they'll be there this year. I can guarantee you that they will be there. And I think that she's been,
Kid Rock comes all the time. I think. Oh, I know he's been here a couple of times.
It's a star magnet. There's a number of people who will go to that.
Right. I wouldn't even know. I don't think they do it on like the local news anymore. They don't say who's here, and so I'm just like, I don't
know.
Surprised. The Queen came a lot, but you know, before she died, the Queen had a horse in the race all the time, so she sometimes came.
I'm surprised, yeah, because WHAS-TV always showed up there, and of course, yep, and LKY, I think that was like Channel 23 or something, yeah. Anyway, that's the deal on that this weekend. Now, we're going to do Golden Girls trivia, yes?
Yeah, the last time, this is when I first started calling in, and I felt like a failure because I was like, I mean, I've watched Golden Girls forever, and I have all seasons. It was like an $80 CD set,
yep.
And it has everything they ever did, and I watch it, you know, endlessly, and I'm thinking, how in the hell can I miss a Golden Girls question? That's just not possible.
Well, we'll see. I'll bet you'll get this one then. We're asking what the name of Sophia's first husband was. Was it Anthony?
Not a Sophia question again.
What?
The last one I got was something about Sophia's daughter. And I was like, yeah, well, her daughter is Dorothy.
Yeah, well, this is about her first husband. Was it Anthony Diodoro, Guido Spirelli, Angelo Gianelli, or Gino Bonifucio?
I'm going to say Guido.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah.
Guido Spirelli. And that was
that was
an arranged marriage when she was 12.
She had to stand on a rock or something like that.
Well, she had an annulled in 1920 and she fled to America.
She would have got something Luigi the Pig Boy if she hadn't stood on that rock.
That's great.
So she did that. But and then Dorothy's dad was, I just saw an episode where they mentioned, Dorothy's, you know, the one where, they have episodes of her going back to New York and
right.
All that. But I can't think of his hit.
Well,
right now, I'm just
I believe you have come close to ending the hour, so you are a winner. Hang on, and we'll confirm that address. And have a good time at Derby Week. All right, good deal. We'll pick it up right there after the news right here on WGN Radio.
So deep that when you pass me on the street, I break down and cry, because I really love you.
Yes, I really love you.
Because I really love you.
Yes, I really love you.
Had to get another bumper in there before the news. We've got another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up. And we got Karen, Gary, Dave, Mark, and Billy Bob called back. I'm ready for all of you coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
I don't know how to say
I love you.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I do.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Okay, so who is that? All right, is the theme becoming apparent? Gee, I didn't think so, but no one's guessed on any of the songs yet, and that's a shock to me. All right, so we got full lines. We got Karen and Jeff and Gary and Dave and Mark and Billy Bob calling back. Now, let's see who's been hanging on the longest. I believe the honors go to Mark and Aurora, actually, 42 minutes and 32 seconds. All right, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, good morning. I've discovered something on WWV recently. They're no longer announcing the magnetic weather forecasts, and I wondered if you could check and see why.
That's an interesting thought. I did not know they stopped.
Well, I figure it's either because the staff member who usually announces those is away on vacation, or that maybe they're going to replace her, or maybe they're not going to do the magnetic forecasts anymore. But they're still doing the ionospheric reports.
Well, what they say as of April 2026, WWV and WWVH continue to broadcast geophysical alert messages, including solar terrestrial indices, geomagnetic activity information. And they're claiming they do that at 18 minutes past the hour and 45 minutes on VH past the hour. But that is not what you're looking for.
Yeah, they are. No, that's not what I'm hearing.
Oh!
I'm not hearing those forecasts anymore.
Oh, well, they claim they're still running. Well, now, the marine storm warnings were discontinued, and the GPS status reports were discontinued. But they claim...
Yeah, but I never heard those.
Yeah, well, they might be disconnected long before we knew it. Then the other thing is, they claim, though, those geophysical alerts are still active. So...
Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, maybe one of their staff members, maybe the staff member who usually takes care of those is on vacation.
Right, because it's supposedly as of this month. But now what I'll have to do after the show is look, because you know darn well there's going to be a bunch of forums.
Yeah.
And if that's not there, if it just disappears, people will be complaining. So let me try to find out.
There's no announcement through the hour as to why those are missing. Because the four-minute announcement... The four-minute announcement is interesting because it's missing too, and it's the one that announces the ionospheric test.
Yeah. That's interesting. They claim they're doing it.
I just tuned it in one day and it wasn't there, and I always listen to it because I figure I'm going to get some indication as to how good my reception is going to be next night, and it's not. It doesn't always hold true for some reason. Maybe AM is different from, or maybe medium wave is different from short wave.
Now, at 18 past, I'm curious if you're getting anything like solar flux or nothing.
No, there's just there are just the beat tones indicating the seconds. But there's no continuous beat tone indicating what minute it is.
Interesting.
It's just that the announcement of the geomagnetic forecast is gone.
That's really weird. The reason I say it's really weird is because, you know, in print.
Because they're claiming that it's still on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of thunderstruck because usually I would see something pretty close,
yeah,
where, if nothing else, that people are complaining about it. And as I'm looking at it here, I'm not even seeing that on various formats.
Usually they will announce sometime during the hour, generally at the 10-minute mark, if they're going to change something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were very vocal when they were dropping the high C's and all that. I'll see if I can, you know, and that's been a while now. It's like 5 years. But I'll see.
The 3-minute mark is blank, too, and I wonder if that's where they used to carry the Marine broadcast.
Well, that's because they don't carry that anymore as far as that goes. And
yeah. And at 2 minutes after the hour, they always have the 440-hertz continuous tone.
Yeah.
I imagine musicians use that. Musicians who own shortwave radios, that is.
Right, yeah, right, that, both of them. So,
but I know it's 440 hertz because I can tell it's concert A.
Yeah. This is really strange. I don't know. And what I find really strange is, you know, online it seems like all is normal, and I'm not seeing what I would expect to see, people bitching like crazy that it's not not like that. And now what does this say? This is from 4 months ago. Actually, it's from last September. And no, that's G3 watch. That doesn't tell me anything. All right. No. I will look further, but what I'm seeing online, which, you know, it's online, differs from what you're hearing on the air. That doesn't surprise me. It surprises me that other people aren't, you know, screaming about it on forums.
Yeah, no, and I'm curious too whether they ever got their super low frequency channel back on the air that would set
the
clocks.
Right. I don't know. I don't know, but
there was never an announcement about it. But I would assume that they would have, by this time, they could have long since repaired the damage caused
right.
by the windstorm.
Right. Well, if they had the funding to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. But there's been no announcement about that either.
No. Interesting. Interesting. So So they canceled G3 Watch. And who would care? Yeah.
The one who used to do those geomagnetic announcements was a lady. I don't know her name, but it was always the same lady. And sometimes they would say there were no storms observed. Sometimes they would say they were mild, moderate, strong, severe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no announcement at all.
Well, I'm looking. The only thing I'm finding out at the Space Weather Prediction Center, you know, NOAA, geophysical alert from today. Solar terrestrial indices for April 27th follow. Solar flux 142 and estimated planetary A index 7. The estimated planetary K index at 0300 UTC on April 28th was 0.67. Space weather for the past 24 hours has been minor. Radio blackouts reaching the R1 level occurred. Space weather for the next 24 hours is predicted to be moderate. Radio blackouts reaching the R2 level are likely. I got that.
And you're reading that verbatim.
I am reading it verbatim from NOAA, the Space Weather Prediction Center, and the current space weather conditions, geophysical alert. That's the WWV text. But what you're saying is that's nice, but it's not on the radio.
It hasn't been read on the air for 2 or 3 days.
That's interesting. Well, it is online.
It began not being on the air last week, and it's still not being on the air. I thought maybe the lady who reads it would get back from vacation or something.
Right. Well,
I don't know what the deal is.
I don't either, but you would also think if she went on vacation, somebody else would be in her place. But what we now know is we now know that it exists. And the fact that I'm able to find
still around.
Yeah, at the SWPC. It's swpc.noaa.gov, products, geophysical alert. And it's
does NOAA get it from WWV or does WWV get it from
Yes,
NOAA?
That's the way it works. WWV is getting it from NOAA.
Oh, okay. But they're not reading it off the air. For about the last, oh.
I guess not.
Half a week.
I guess not. Because this is the WWB text. So prepared by the U.S. Department of Commerce, NOAA, Space Weather Prediction Center. So that's who generates it. And they send it to WWV as a text. And actually, I would assume that WWV could have it read as a text, you know, just the text readers, not uncommon. Why they're not, I don't know.
Yeah. And the woman, now the woman who read those is still reading 8 minutes after the hour.
Is it, when you say the woman, is it a real person or is it a real person or is a text reader?
I believe it is a real person.
Okay.
Now, on 8 minutes after the hour, it's the same woman, but she sounds like she's in a distant room or a distant location in a room.
I'm thinking it sounds more like a good text reader, because they have gotten better.
No, unless they're using artificial intelligence.
Which they could be.
Or maybe they're going to switch to artificial intelligence.
But
she sounds like a real person.
Yeah. No, well, a lot of them do now.
Yeah. And I'm just going by my ears. But
right. No, absolutely.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And maybe their artificial intelligence gizmo has broken down. Maybe they have to fix it.
I have no idea, but I do know that the alerts are being sent out by the Department of Commerce through NOAA and the Space Weather Prediction Center. So it's being sent out.
Right. It's still there.
Yes.
It's just not being read on WWV right now.
Yes, even though online it claims it is. But yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, Star Trek.
Yeah. By the way, that's actually good news because hopefully it's something they're going to correct rather than something that's disappearing.
Yeah.
All right. Keep me posted.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep listening too.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're talking Star Trek, in the episode Wolf in the Fold. Scotty mentioned.
Yes.
Scotty mentions where his family comes from, which he calls his home. Where is it?
Somewhere in Scotland.
It's a place. It's a actual place.
Yeah, that's all I would know about it. Somewhere in Scotland.
And I wouldn't know that this is in Scotland, but it probably is based on that.
Yeah.
They've gotten it is Scotland. I just looked it up because I thought maybe it was in South Dakota. No, it's Aberdeen, Scotland.
Okay, so I got half of it right.
Yeah, he mentioned his family was from Aberdeen.
Yeah, in Scotland.
He has been declared an Aberdonian by the official historian of the television series. So Aberdeen.
You know, one year when I was in England, I asked our bus driver, who was clearly Scottish, I said, what do you think of the accent of Scotty that James Doohan does, and he says, oh, it's okay.
Well, actually, that's a compliment, because if they're saying it's okay,
he wasn't enthusiastic about it, but
right.
He said, oh, it's all right.
Right, but I'm telling you, if it was bad, you would have heard it in plenty of decibels, I'm sure. Aberdeen is known as the offshore oil capital of Europe since 1969.
Oh.
And apparently there are prehistoric villages around the mouths of the rivers, Dee and Don, and Aberdeen is thought to have been settled for 6,000 years. See, and I say if he's from Aberdeen, I think he's from South Dakota. But
oh.
Because we got one of those.
I say I give John my zip code this time.
Yeah, right, exactly.
At least I got the country
and
right.
What's interesting is there is a Scotty's restaurant in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and I'm sure they're not thinking of... yeah, and actually...
Oh, wow.
That's one of the reasons I thought it must be South Dakota, because there was this place, I remember, Scotty Burgers, and so, but this is back, you know, it was a drive-in, and I mean, this is before Star Trek or any of these were ever on the air. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what it was. Scotty Burgers. It was a drive-in, and interestingly, I'd been told, I don't know if it's true, but long before it was a drive-in, it used to be a tavern. But it's been around there forever. And so yeah, I thought, oh yeah, Scotty Aberdeen. Yeah, yeah, sure. Let's talk burgers.
And
no.
And by the way, James Doohan is a most interesting voice artist, because there's an episode in which he plays Sargon. I should know the title of that episode, but I've forgotten it. And Sargon is James Doohan, but he sounds very different. And he also does the male computer voice on many of the episodes.
Interesting.
And that's James Doohan too. But again, he sounds very different. Even with my ears, I didn't know this at first. And so partly I listened carefully, and partly I looked it up in the Star Trek Concordance.
I'll be darned. How about that?
But James Doohan does all those voices.
Well, I'll let John decide if you're right or not. So, since he came up with the question. You came up with Scotland, and the answer, of course, is Aberdeen, and now we know it's not in South Dakota, regardless of the hamburger chain. Hang on, don't go away. All right.
Okay, alrighty.
It was actually pretty good. All right, so I've heard rumors that it was coming back or something, but I don't know. It's been too many years. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll do one more, and then we will, in fact, break for stuff in the news. And that is Billy Bob and Bourbonnais wants his trivia guesses. All right, Billy Bob, what do you think?
Hey, 92-time caller.
Indeed.
I'm going to guess that it's bushel per acreage of production on corn and soybeans. It's increased that much per acre.
What's your next guess?
Well, that's it.
Oh, well, that's not it.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And we thank Laura for this wonderful question. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? All right. And it's obviously a metric. And I'm telling you, that metric is not financial, and that's important to our story here, as far as that goes. So you're thinking about something that isn't financial. All right, and we'll get to Karen, who's got to get. Well, let's see. Can we do this before the news? I think we can squeeze this in. We're about to find out. So Karen in Chicago, what do you think?
Hi. the only thing I could think of was credit card interest.
Nope. What else you got?
Credit card debt.
Nope.
Housing rental?
Nope.
And cost of life insurance?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Think of something else? Call me back. All right. And again, forget about financial, because it's not a financial metric. So we'll pick it up after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Can I?
How can I?
Ooh. Do the little things I say and do. Don't seem to get to you, but still I try.
Still I try.
I could never call it quits. Though you tore my heart to bits with your promises.
Just years of loneliness. Oh, I've been blue. Girls ever made you work about. You would keep them reaching out in the dark with your
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. So, we have a question that, actually, we had a straggler that I forgot about, well, completely, and that's right, it's gone now, and the deal is that'll come back after this question that I've asked, which I have a feeling, unless you get it in the next half hour, is next week's straggler. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? It's not financial. It is not money related. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? Thanks to Laura for that. All right. Now, we other my question, and of course my bumper stumpers, none of which you've gotten so far, which is interesting, but okay. There's a theme too, right? But I digress. You have your own category. We always offer that. Sky's the limit on that. And I believe it is our birthday boy, Gary in Austin. Happy birthday, Gary.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. How did you spend it?
Oh, pretty quietly, really. I think we're going to do a lot of the celebrating after the third of the month or something when we get paid.
Yeah, right, exactly. I can understand that. Good. That sounds good. All right. Yeah. So we are now...
I have a quick thought on a bumper. I think I might have heard Gene Chandler a few minutes ago.
You did. Absolutely. To be a lover. 100% right.
All right.
Good. So you won for that. I can give you your radio question if you want, or we can just save it for next week.
Well, I can, however you want to do it. If you may have a lot of people on hold.
Well, I don't have a lot. I've got a few. So let's see what we can do here. You know, by the mid-70s, 1976 or so, you didn't have too many AM stations that were switching to Top 40, but you did in this market. In fact, one of them switched to Top 40 in 1976, and the other one, competing with them, switched to Top 40 in 1978, while the long-running Top 40 station, actually two of them, were still in the format. So what market had two Top 40 stations debut in the mid-1970s?
Maybe Indy?
Knoxville.
Oh, wow.
And it's a great story. You know, most people at a distance would think that WNOX was the leader because that 990 signal was just a killer.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because you had a number of things. You had KGN, which was in the format for a while, then went out of the format, went back into the format. In 1976, RJZ 620 goes top 40. Arguably, it was the victor here because it lasted a little longer than NOX and KGN was long out of it. But in 78, you had that 1490 station come on as 15Q, and that went top 40. It was not a very long run, I think about a year. But that was Knoxville, where the top 40 battle in the 70s was AM.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know anybody went that late. I used to get WNOX on Sunday night, Monday morning.
Uh-huh. Right, when other people would sign off. Oh, yeah, when I was in Hendersonville in the mid-60s, I would listen to NOX every night. Yeah, Rob Galbraith was the night jock, and he actually wrote, why can't I think of his name, Clifford Curry's hit. He shot a hole in my soul. But I thought they were great. But then I'll tell you, when RJZ signed on, and I remember driving over there when it did, it sounded good at 620. It really did. Yeah. But it was still a surprise when everywhere else things were signing off. And, of course, KGN had left the format for a while. And then here comes 15Q for like a minute. And it was good, though. Unfortunately, RJZ had a good staff. In fact, John Boy Isley, who later went on to Charlotte Radio, was there. Mark Thompson, who was half of Mark and Brian from KLOS, was there. But when 15Q debuted, they had also a lot of name talent, if you will, not anything you'd know outside the South, but it was for 1490 AM, probably too expensive to run. So arguably RJZ, was the victor in that. So yeah, but a lot of excitement there, where everywhere else in America, top 40 on AM was dead or waning.
Yeah, because where I was, we were into FM. We've been into FM for years.
Exactly. Exactly. And not unusual in Dallas. And, of course, Houston, very usual, or Miami. You know, the flat cities, yeah. I mean, where there's no hills and no problem. You know, that happened real fast. But in general, if you take away the, you know, the Seattles or even the Cincinnati's, you wind up with a lot of FM top 40. But here's little Knoxville, and that's the deal.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that. You know, I don't know much about that part of the world. So.
Yeah. Well, why would you?
Interesting.
But yeah. I thought so too. So, but
I don't know anybody from there. That's
right. Right. Well, that's right. Actually, I don't anymore either. They're all dead. All right. But I guess I could say that about just about anywhere now that I think about
it.
But
just that's the way with all my friends, unfortunately. I can't outlive them quite this young.
Right. You know, right. It's like, how did this happen? I was supposed to go first. Damn it. So in any event,
even the ones younger than me are going.
Oh, I know. Really, I know. No, it's just, it's a travesty, I tell you. Yes, but you knew the bumper, and you are a winner. So hang on, don't go away.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, good deal. And we talked a little bit of Knoxville radio history too, which is a lot of fun. All right, so we put Gary on hold. We'll do 5x5 with Dave. We got Seinfeld trivia, of course, with Jeff and Homewood. We got one more bumper stumper coming up. I'm going to make it really easy, and we'll see how you do on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the gift. Yeah, you should be able to know that. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. So, our question, which probably will become a straggler for next week, we'll have two stragglers since I forgot about last week's. What has gone up 700% in America since 1980? And it is not a monetary metric, so we're not talking about money. All right, 700% since 1980. Well, how about that? So other than that, you've had a bunch of bumper stumpers, and 10 of them, to be exact, I believe. And what do you think? Any idea of the theme? Well, so far, Gary's the only one who identified something, which was, of course, wonderful, just absolutely wonderful song, Gene Chandler. But all of them will be up on Raleigh.net after the show, along with the theme, which we'll reveal here in the next 10 minutes, giving you another chance at that. And other than that, well, we have lots of room for you. If you want your own category, well, that's fine, too. Like Dave on the North Side, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you are. Excitement. All right. Ron Howard started TV as Opie Taylor. As a teenager, he played on what series? You can do this.
As a teenager, would be Happy Days?
Yeah, see, I told you could do it. All right, good. What does CCR stand for?
Credence Clearwater
Revival?
Yep, absolutely. Who founded Who founded Standard Oil?
I'm not sure. Do you want a guy's name or?
Yeah, I do. I do. It is a very, 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 very familiar name.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
John D. Rockefeller. Yeah. All right. What is missing from the Sphinx face? Oh, wait. Never mind. You can't see. I'm not asking you that question. Never mind. All right. Goat has taken on a new meaning besides the animal, which is what? What is goat?
I know this, but I can't. It has to do with fame.
No, it stands for something.
Yeah, like the elitist, like the top person.
G O A T.
I can't think of it offhand.
GOAT stands for greatest of all time, G-O-A-T.
That was close. I said the top.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, can I try a Flintstones question?
Oh, time for Flintstones? Well, I don't know. Hang on. Well, if we do, I'll come back to you. Don't go away. All right. Let me do that here. See what you can do. Adam is a first-time caller. Adam is in Downers Grove. Welcome to WGN Radio. Hello, Adam. What do you think?
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. Thank you for
calling. I'm thinking obesity.
Good guess, not right.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
700%, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
You said it's not monetary, right?
It is not. Not at all.
How about video gaming?
Nope.
Or along that lines, gambling.
Yeah, I like that too, but nope. If you think of something, call me back.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All I appreciate right, thanks. It. All right, good All right. deal. So nice to meet Adam. All right, so I hope he will call back. So let's see. Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Robbie, I thought I'd give you a call. I know I missed your call Thursday.
Yeah, so what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, well, before I give you a couple of answers here, I got the over. I think they're doing the health drug test tomorrow.
Okay,
that's what's the agenda, and May 11th orientation. So
okay,
that's
good.
That's what's coming up.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I'm finishing up the concert that Korean band. That's going to be in Chicago too. By the way, it's a lot of teenage girls.
Okay.
It was really something. Oh my God. Well, you've seen the stadium was like vibrating with all the screaming and all the music. So,
yeah,
that's something. I never been inside a stadium like that. So, that was quite a. So, I got to do this again tomorrow. That's why I called you today.
Okay.
But my answers is going to be I don't know. I might be off on this. My guess is going to be stamps and fast food.
Nope, neither. And remember, it isn't financial.
Right, yeah.
So.
Weight gain, that would be another guess.
Yep, not right.
Yeah. Okay, if I don't talk to you tomorrow, I'll talk to you Wednesday.
I'm counting on it, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888. Well, actually, that's foolhardy of me to give out the phone number because I don't think we're going to have time to get to everybody, but we're going to try. Mark in Aurora's got some more guesses for us. What do you think, Mark?
Either computer users or internet users?
Neither.
Oh,
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah, from 1980 to now, I would think that computer internet users, obviously, well, internet wouldn't be a metric because there wasn't internet for the public in 1980. So I would say computer users, no, that'd be much, much, much more. Dave on the north side, we'll see about him in a minute. Don't go away. We already did his 5x5. But Francis in DeKalb going guest for us. What do you think, Francis?
The production of electric cars?
No, that's a nice guess, but no.
Nope, that's all I got.
Well, thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
And thanks for, I love your show.
Great to have you.
Thanks for answering. Right. Okay, bye-bye.
So there we go. So now let's see. We've got another guest from Mike in Elmwood Park. So that is going to be fun. So Mike in Elmwood Park, what do you think?
I was thinking maybe blood pressure?
No. Well, 700%, we'd be dead.
That's true. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep.
So, so yes, indeed. All right. So now, Stan in Dearborn. Yeah. All right, Stan. I know what you know, but hopefully you know other stuff.
Well, I'm glad you played my favorite Temptations. Love I Could See.
Yeah, I agree.
And, a lot of these were pretty new for me, but I'll guess on the Detroit guy, Carl Carlton, singing the song.
Yes, absolutely.
And these were all pretty too new for me. Earlier in the show, female vocalist singing "I Do Love You."
Yes,
I think it was Eddie Holman. Sounded a lot like Barbara Mason.
Because it is Barbara Mason.
I was a guest, too. So
absolutely.
Just,
yeah, 1968, it was an album cut on Arctic.
Oh, okay, from an album, yeah.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, 68 was a bad year for me. So
yeah, well, it was a bad year for music, too, for the most part.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah. So that's about the time I got drafted, so I was in the Army, and I couldn't hear all the songs, that I want, all the records I wanted to, so it.
Well, you didn't miss much, actually, 68 being 68. So if you had to be drafted, that was a good time to be drafted.
Yeah, so that was, as far as the theme, it seems like a lot of these songs we were playing were done by other artists.
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope. And I'll basically give them to you because I'm looking at who's on hold. Nobody's going to guess on any more records. But the first thing I played, Help Yourself to All My Lovin', and I mentioned that Jay and the Techniques did it, but that was the James and Bobby Purify version, then Barbara Mason. Then Something's Missing was Bloodstone. You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, that was another one James and Bobby Purify did, but I played Tyrone Davis. Let's see, Gene Chandler, you got. To Get You Back Again was Barbara Lynn. And, of course, you got the Temptations and Carlton, and it was Chubby and the Turnpikes, Nothing But Promises, and, of course, they were Tavares. And all of these acts had big hits. We didn't play those, obviously. And the reason I played them is all of them were lowrider favorites. All of them were East L.A. smashes. So that was the theme. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all the stuff that was on the Huggy Boy albums and all that kind of stuff. The Wolfman Jack albums, you betcha. So that's what the theme was. But you absolutely knew your Temptations. That didn't surprise me. But pleased to know about Carl Carlton. And yes, guessing Barbara Mason, I can see exactly why you did. So hang on, you're a winner. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Good deal. Yes, that's excellent is the way that is. All right, so I got a couple minutes left, and we have two people who want a trivia. So Jeff wants his Seinfeld, and Dave wants his Flintstones. So, all right, Jeff, how's it going?
It's going good. Let me take a guess at the trivia.
Oh, good. I hope you will.
Is the number of Bucky's locations?
No, no, it is not. I'm sure that's probably gone up more than 700% anyway, if they have more than 700 locations. Let's see what we can do for you on Seinfeld. And, let's see what this says. It claims it's average in difficulty. I have no idea what that means. And we'll start with, in the episode The Fix-Up, Kramer gives George a defective condom that he got for free from his friend who just got a job in a condom factory. What I want to know is which of his friends worked in the condom factory. The defective condom created a scare for Cynthia, the woman George had sex with after she was late. And as far as the friends, I'll give you choices, multiple choices here. And that was it Lomez? Was it Joe Mayo? Was it FDR, Franklin Delano Romanowski, or Bob Sacamano?
How about Bob Sacamano?
Absolutely right. We have a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Now, that leaves us, we're going to put him on hold, with about a minute for Dave on the north side who wants his Flintstones. So now I have to come up with a Flintstones question for you, and let's see what we can do if I can hopefully not run out of time. And we will see. Let's see. I think I've asked you some of this in the past, and let's see. All right. Well, yeah, most of this I know I've asked you, so I'm trying to come up with ones that I didn't ask you. And so,
you said no multiple choice this time.
Yeah, right. There it is. In the episode Big League Freddy, Fred fills in for an injured baseball rookie. A talent scout, unaware that Fred isn't the rookie, offers Fred a job on a professional team. What was the name of the rookie that he replaced? Now, Fred is ecstatic that he's going to be in the major leagues. When Wilma realizes the talent scout made a mistake, she tells Fred. Fred does not believe it, decides to go for it anyway. Even Betty and Barney try to convince Fred. Finally, his conscience gets the better of him, and he tells the talent scout, no, it was. What was the guy's name?
I think you've asked me this question before.
Good, then you should know.
I'm wondering, it's not Rock Corey, is it?
No, you just need a first name.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't remember it. No, it's not coming to me. I can hear it in my head, but no, I just...
Well, we've run out of time. The show has ended, and it would have been Roger. Okay, catch you later. All right, so that pretty much is a wrap, and you're hearing that if you are listening on the stream. If you are listening to the radio, you're hearing the news, and I'm talking to myself. It happens. We'll do it again tomorrow night.
Cartel Cup plus Squall Night Long and Sudden Death Scrimmage. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Mexico mayhem. A man says cartel creeps kidnapped, clobbered, and coerced him into coaching a criminal flag football crew, where you either win the game or lose your life. The Atlantic says the story is savage, surreal, and still scrutinized. Call it gridiron glory gone grotesque, where the playbook's bloodstained and the penalty is permanent. Game day, more like your last day. Boogie flights. Mama told me not to come. Stark raved mad at a mansion north of Dallas as an Airbnb booking got clowned tonight when 800 kids showed up for animal douse. The riled bunch totally trashed the place as guys with guns gathered and shots were fired. The popo pounced, made arrests, and shut down home on deranged. The blowout barn burner advertised on anti-social media. The party animals maintaining it's their party and they'll sty if they want to. This is how we spew it. MAGA meth. Peter Piper nicked a deck of pickled schleppers. Crystal blue pervasion busted by the boys in blue on both sides of the ocean slough between British Columbia and Australia. 250 pounds of meth packed in pickle jars nabbed just as it was about to wiggle its way from the Great White North to Down Under. Pacific Kites now in a real pickle pondering the possibility of a period in the dopey pokey. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.